stand by on 911. It's been a whole week since I've been on fire, but you know, today is a new day.
You've been fine. Hey, you know, I was talking to the kids about energy, and it's hard to teach kids about food having energy sometimes. And so I wanted a demonstration to be able to show this, and this is a classic. It's the gummy bear demonstration. Yeah. And what we have here is we have a powder that's been turned into a liquid. You'll see I'm using the blowtorch. We have to tell our viewers you don't do this at home.
Right.
Hold this up and show them if you don't mind. This is a powder. Stay away from here.
Oh,
this
okay.
is a powder called potassium chlorate.
Do not hold the powder close to the flame.
Yes.
It's this, what?
Called potassium chlorate.
Oh, right.
Similar to that white stuff that's on the end of a match. You know, there's a red and a white stuff that's on the match.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Sure.
So this is a strong oxidizer, meaning that when we liquefy it like this, it's ready for any organic to go inside, and we're going to call the gummy bear an organic.
Oh,
so, you know, you're a big runner. You know that you carb up before you run.
Right.
So gummy bears over here, and you can take a look at the gummy bears, make sure they're okay. So
the
gummy bears
McCoy.
There are just regular old gummy bears who are full of a lot of energy. All right? So here's what we're going to do is I'm going to put the gummy bears down inside here, and I want you to watch what happens. Ready? So
should stand I stand back?
If I were you, I would. Ready? So gummy bears go down inside like this.
Oh, gee.
Take a look at the tremendous amount of energy that's given off.
People
this
eat
fire.
These things.
Isn't that amazing? Now look, the fire is shooting out here. Look at all
gosh.
Of this energy being released by the gummy bears.
It's almost like jet propulsion.
Isn't that amazing? So when you're teaching kids that carbohydrates have a lot of energy, it's just the perfect fuel for this oxidizer.
Is that
that's
what
here.
They look like when I eat them?
Well, now you can run a little bit.
Oh my gosh.
The small amount of smoke that's going through the trees, not a big deal at all. Look at this one. This is one that we practiced with you. This one's a cool one, so you can touch this one. Look at the flask. You can really see the reaction that happens inside. So there's the chemical reaction that takes place inside. So literally, we release that. It serves as a fuel, a strong oxidizer like that. And you have experienced the famous screaming gummy bear lab.
I had no idea.
Can
you, this powder, what is potassium?
It was called potassium chloride.
It's just
a strong oxidizer.
That's something that chemistry teachers would use in the classroom.
This is a classic in the chemistry classroom. See, I get to bring these to you because there's a lot of people in our viewers that haven't seen something like this
before. I had no idea. That was
unbelievable. Yeah.
It's very aggressive,
yeah,
isn't
absolutely.
It? It just flies.
Gummy worms are also good as well. Just a good source
can
of energy.
Can I get close to it now?
Yeah, but you can smell. You can smell the
sure enough,
the sugar
the
there
sugar
and
the
so
gummy bears.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's kind of caramelized. Well, it's really caramelized.
It is. We are not putting this one up on the website, of course, but did you know that our little website there has almost 400 videos and experiments and so forth? And as kids are coming back into school and they're looking to do some things, there's plenty of things to do with things
gosh.
That are simple around
so many fascinating things.